recalling his name. Dean Richardly Entertainment.
Captain James Lovell. Will join us in a few minutes. I pray to God he's not listening to this.
He thought going to the moon was tough.
Did they add more Emmys? I mean, I just 32 Emmy nominations for Game of Thrones. I didn't know there were 32 Emmys.
Oh, all kinds of, you know, technical nominations, you know, is what it wound up getting. Not to mention for Best Drama. Emilia Clarke was nominated. Kit Harington was nominated. Many of the actors were nominated. So, yeah, there's plenty of awards. Costuming, makeup.
Craft services.
Yeah. Best dragons. That's a new category.
Dragons.
Best dragons.
Jeez, I didn't know that.
That's a new category.
Who surprised you? Anybody?
I'll tell you, my biggest surprise was the love that the show Schitt's Creek got. The show that's on the Pop Channel, mm-hmm, that stars Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara.
A lot of people couldn't tell you what the Pop Channel is.
It is. Well, that's true. It used to be the TV Guide channel, then they changed the name of it. But this show is worth seeking out. It is hilariously
funny. It's very funny.
And it was nominated for Best Comedy. Big Bang Theory did not get nominated for Best Comedy, but Schitt's Creek did.
By the way, it's S-C-H-I-T-T-S. Dean hasn't lost his mind. Right, that's right. The name of the show.
That's the name of the town in which they live. And Eugene Levy was nominated for Best Comedy Actor, Catherine O'Hara for Best Comedy Actress. And I was delighted to see this show, because this has really been a word-of-mouth show. This has been not a lot of promotion on the show. It's people talking about it. The word got around. Bill Hader, whose show Barry and himself personally nominated for Emmys, said he was more excited that Schitt's Creek got nominated than his own show and himself getting nominated.
Barry is brilliant, by the way. We were just talking about it off the air.
Wonderful show. Yeah, there's some fantastic shows. The shows that were nominated for Best Drama, Best Comedy this year. Let me pull these up so I can give you the exact...
Don't you have people do this for you normally?
Normally I do, but yeah. I'm giving them 5 minutes off here, mm-hmm, this morning. Mm-hmm. For Best Drama, Better Call Saul from Naperville's own Bob Odenkirk. Bodyguard, Game of Thrones, Killing Eve, Ozark, Pose, Succession, and This Is Us. This Is Us, one of the few shows on commercial television that got any Emmy nomination love yesterday. And Game of Thrones, as you say, getting 32 nominations. That's more than any show has ever gotten in a single season. So Game of Thrones breaking lots of records yesterday. For Best Comedy, as we had mentioned, Barry as nominated, as is Fleabag, The Good Place, The Marvelous.
What is Fleabag?
I've never seen it. I really honestly couldn't tell.
I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, don't know. I think it's about a bag full of fleas.
Oh, well, there you go. I mean, that's good writing.
I'm going to explain it in Critics Talk. Mm-hmm. The show Russian Doll, Veep, for its final season, scoring 9 nominations, including one for Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and, as I had mentioned, Schitt's Creek. Just because I want to keep saying that over, mm-hmm, and over again.
And why wouldn't you? Yeah. Chance the Rapper has never released an album?
Well, he's released plenty of music. It's all
like EPs?
It's all been online, and it's all been for free. You could just go and download Chance's...
How the hell is he so rich?
He has made a lot of commercial deals and licensing deals and so forth.
Well, then he should call this first album Can't Believe How Rich I Am.
Well, that's very true. He is about to release his very first commercial album. And last night on Jimmy Fallon, he not only announced the name of the album, he announced the release date, and also had a little something to say about the old alligator we've been talking about.
Okay. No clip? We don't have that clip. So tell me what he said.
Well, he said that the... once again, I have to... I was depending on the clip to give all the details, so I didn't pull any up.
We'll make it up. Who's going to check?
It's going to be called Abbey Road.
Okay.
And it's
the Chance the Rapper White album.
It's going to come out on July the 28th.
Okay.
That I remember.
What did he think about Chance the Snapper versus Chance the Rapper?
From what I remember, and the I'll get the album title in a second.
I've lost interest in that.
It's called The Big Day, Steve.
Oh, The Big Day.
It's called The Big Day. Okay. But Jimmy Fallon asked him, you know, is it an honor to be, you know, have the namesake, Chance the Snapper, as everyone has been calling it. And did he have any advice for the alligator now that it's been caught? And he told the alligator, keep your head up. And he said, they may have your body, but they don't have your mind.
Well, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, it is kind of funny. You'd be shocked to know that Jimmy Fallon overreacted in laughing.
Fell down?
Yeah,
fell down behind the desk.
Overreacting laugh.
Beyonce's daughter is in the new Lion King video.
The first single from the soundtrack is called Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful video. And in some of the scenes, a little blue ivy is featured in there. Very, very adorable. And so
that
was released last night. She's like 8 years old now, something like that.
Well, I hope that she looks like Beyonce.
I hope that she's going to be okay, you know, if her parents barely struggling to get by.
That's very true. Naomi Campbell has a ritual that seems like it should be brought up.
I love this. Especially because I'm on airplanes all the time and I see how disgusting it can be.
People clipping their toenails.
Oh, I have literally seen that happening.
Oof.
I have seen more feet than a person should ever have to see.
You've seen more feet than a podiatrist.
I honestly have. I mean, people, they get comfortable like nobody else is on the plane. And they, you know, take off their shoes, often without socks. Which, you know, if you want to keep them under your seat, you know, that's fine. I understand you want to be comfortable on a long flight. But literally, I sat down in my seat once. And, you know, the little space between your seats, mm-hmm. I kind of noticed that there's... You know, in my peripheral vision, sort of something's there. I look over and someone had put their feet up on the back of my chair. Yeah. And I'm looking straight at somebody's foot that's in the little separation between the
two. It's not your house, people.
It's gross. It's gross. So this is what Naomi Campbell does. She puts a surgical mask on. She carries disposable plastic gloves. She puts those on before she takes out sanitizing wipes and scrubs down the TV, the armrest, the tray table.
Well, Andrea Darlis was like this when I flew with her.
I'm the same way. I do the same thing. I sanitize. I don't put a mask and gloves on before I do this, but that's actually not a terrible idea. But I do wipe down with the, like the Clorox wipes.
Sure.
Anything that I think people have touched, the armrest, the tray table.
I'll tell you what a germaphobe Andrea was. She actually had a Clorox wipes patch on all of her clothing because she was a sponsor.
Oh.
Or, I mean, an endorser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice touch.
Like a NASCAR thing?
There was a time, I stopped doing this now, but I would bring a pillowcase with me from home and put it over the back of my seat. So
okay, that would annoy the hell out of me.
So my head, that's why I sort of stopped doing it. And also, plus, now people's, you know, television set is on the back of the seat.
Right, so you cover it up.
So I was covering up somebody's seat. But I would put that on there because I didn't like that my bald head was touching the back
sure.
of the chair.
Sure. So how do you think the chair felt?
Yeah, I can imagine. I also do this just as to be even a little more nuts. When I get to the hotel, I sanitize the room the same way. And I take the shower cap, which is often in the hotel room, and I put it on the TV remote so I don't have to touch the buttons on the TV.
It's an interesting move. I hadn't thought about that. Now, I will, when I go into the room, the first thing I'll do is I'll take the comforter off the bed because I know other naked people have sat on
that
it.
That I do, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a cootie fill.
And I actually have Dave Savini from Channel 2 travel with me to every hotel.
Light, yeah. Comes in with that blue light to make sure. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Celebrity real estate.
Okay, we have, Steve, an amazing deal for you today.
Is it a honey of a deal?
This one I can only describe, Steve, as a honey of a deal.
All right, talk to me.
Dean Richards Realty, my sideline is celebrity realtor to the stars.
Sideline? That's your main gig.
I have the Malibu Beach home. Once owned by Barry Manilow himself.
Whoa.
He no longer owns this home. He sold it a couple of years ago. But
But you're telling me he lived there.
He lived there for quite a few years.
Well, you can't get the Manilow out of those walls.
You cannot get the feeling out of that house. Even though you may try to get the feeling out, you cannot get the feeling out of that house.
Does the doorbell still sing Mandy when you hit it?
You came and you gave without taking. So it's right on the ocean, you know, in very prestigious Malibu. Five bedrooms, five baths, a den. Listen to this, a self-feeding fish tank.
I don't even know what that means.
Got a fish tank, and it feeds the fish automatically.
Oh, well, that's exciting.
So you don't have to bother with that.
That's not a draw to me, but everything else you've said is. So I'm going to make an opening salvo on this without knowing the actual sales price. I'm going to offer you all the money in my wallet, as I often do. I have $122 in cash this morning.
Might be a little low.
Mm.
Can I mention that this house has a Copaca bathroom?
Can you imagine when you flush at the Copa?
That this house has a looks like we maid's quarters?
Yeah. Yeah, you can. How much?
The asking price on this house, Steve, a mere $10.3 million.
Dave?
I'm loaded.
You mean a general? Or, I mean, today, it's not the weekend.
126.
Okay, so that's
a couple hundred bucks. 240.
Yeah, 248, and that would make you, Dave, the majority owner of the house.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, congratulations.
You get dibs to the jacuzzi hot tub and a hot outdoor shower. That's a part of the deal.
Oh, that's where the two ships that pass in the night would be, in the jacuzzi hot tub.
Steve, you can't smile without them.
Dean and I are going to punch each other in the face now for having you have to listen to this. Thank you, buddy.
Morons.
Moron Entertainment. You wonder why we call it that.